none of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up, I'll never go back down. Hand over my heart, I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is a talk show where we bring you the fun facts about fitness, health, diet, and exercise. This is episode number 90.
Ooh, we hit it.
We hit 90. We're 10 away from the centennial, where we'll have to have some sort of party. I don't know.
We have to do something.
So we are back. We didn't put a show out last week because we put two shows out the week before. Mm-hmm. We knew that things were going to be crazy, so we are back again. And this show is actually going to be released a little bit earlier this week, because Thursday, which is our normal day that we release our shows, is Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what we're talking about today. Is we're talking about the five tips to get through Thanksgiving, or to stay on track through Thanksgiving. I think we talked about this last year. I don't like using like getting through the holidays or mm-hmm. surviving the holidays, because it puts such a negative connotation on
agreed.
It.
Agreed.
You know, but if you are health conscious like we are, and like probably most of our listeners are, you do want to make sure that you get through the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and not, you know, become super fat like, you know, mm-hmm. most of the country mm-hmm. does. You know, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know the exact stats, but I think like between Thanksgiving and New Year's, there's like a huge percentage of weight gain, like, compared to the rest of the year. Like,
well, I
most
think people use it as an excuse, right? Like, oh, it's the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I do too. You know, I fall into that. I find myself gaining a little bit of weight just because all that stuff's always around. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll get back on track afterwards. But usually my goal is to not gain anything in terms of, right. you know, I track body fat, I don't track pounds. So not to gain any body fat during the season. I know I'm not going to be perfect, and I know I'm not going to be, striding to hit any, like, you know, body composition goals
right.
during
right.
that time.
And, smart.
You know, but just to stay even and, you know, allow myself to enjoy the cookies or the few drinks or the desserts or whatever, as long as I'm kind of staying on track with everything else. And that's kind of my approach to getting, quote unquote, getting through it. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of people screw themselves because they have that, like a lot of fitness minded people, because they have that, I got to survive this time of year, and mm-hmm. they don't enjoy it, right? Mm-hmm. They don't enjoy the time. And they might come out the other end still in six pack abs or whatever. But there's only so many times a year that you get to spend time with family, you know?
Absolutely. And
so it's definitely worth
it's all about balance,
being
right?
a little less. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we preach all the time. Mm-hmm. If you take that approach with life, you don't have to worry about things, right?
Right.
Because you'll be able to enjoy it and still be healthy. But for those of you who need a little bit of a reminder of some ways to do that, that's what today's show is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with, 10 tips, but we're going to talk about 5 tips today. I'm going to write about another 5. So if you want to hear all 10, you got to subscribe to our email list, and you got to be on the lookout next week for those first 5. If you want to do that, you can... I guess the best way, because we don't really have like a subscribe thing yet until our new website comes out, but you could just send either one of us, either Kelly or myself, a message on Instagram, right? It's a good way to get in contact with the Instagram. And those are always, our Instagram handles are always in the show notes. But you could send one of us a message telling us you want to be on that list, and we'll make sure you get on the email list so that you can get all of our blogs and,
you
know, recipes.
There's a lot of good content that
comes
out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't spam you. We're not trying to sell you something all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of email lists where it's just constant sales. We put out every Friday, almost every Friday, we put out what we call like a Feel Good Friday story, where mm-hmm. it's just a story about a member or a family member, or last week was about you.
Oh, that's lovely.
About
thank
doing
you.
The Spartan race, and, you know, just the kind of highlight people in our
They're
community.
They're just good reads.
Yeah,
exactly. I do enjoy getting them.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not a spammy type thing. You know, we obviously do put out our any information about sales or anything that's going on. Just like we're going to have some Black Friday sales coming up. And well, this show is going to be released on Wednesday. So in 2 days after the show is released. So
get ready.
If you're not in our email list, you won't be able to see those. So message us on Instagram. Those will be our handles are in the show notes. If you don't have Instagram, then... I don't know. Email us, right?
Sure.
Or email us. Or call us.
Or stop by.
Or just stop by. We'll put all that information in the show notes. But anyway, back to the topic at hand today, which is well, this will be our last five tips out of the 10. The first five will be in our email list or in our email blast out. So our last five of getting through the holidays and not, you know, gaining fat or, you know, stressing yourself out.
Yeah.
We'll start with number one, which is, Kelly, take it away.
Bring your own appetizer.
Bring an appetizer.
Right. What better way to stay on track than bringing something that you like to eat?
Right. Right. So, and that's healthy. And that's something that, you know, can be, you know, shared with the rest of your family, you know, if it's, you know, hopefully good, right?
Right. I'm going to tell you, I love deviled eggs.
Me too.
I love them.
Me too.
I eat it every day, all day. But I make them with avocado, and they look gross because they're green.
Okay.
So nobody really eats them.
So like the inside
is with avocado? Yeah, instead of mayo,
instead of mayo.
Yeah,
okay.
I use avocado. So they turn a little green, so everybody looks at them, and they're kind of like, ew, gross. So then nobody eats them, and then I get to eat them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's fine. That sounds great.
But I do love deviled eggs.
Yeah,
they're like my favorite.
Me too,
and
actually.
And you have to eat them the day you make them. Like, it's not a good leftover.
You like pop them like candy.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you put on top?
I don't know. I don't make them. I just, you know.
You eat them? All right. If you see a deviled egg with paprika, the red stuff, or parsley, the green stuff, which one are you going to eat?
I don't know. I don't discriminate.
All
I'll
right.
go for either one.
I have very strong feelings. I'm not the parsley. I think it sucks.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see if you had a
no.
A
I don't have strong.
Opinion
no.
About that.
I'll go with either one. But I.
Okay.
From what's coming to my memory, I'm pretty sure most of them are the paprika.
Yeah.
Like I
yes.
don't. I don't really remember too often having
I think
parsley.
That's a quintessential deviled egg is with the paprika.
Mm-hmm. But that's smart using the avocado instead of mayo. That cuts out a lot of crappy fat.
Yep.
Like bad
gives
fat.
You all good fats.
Huh. That's a pretty good idea. Never
I'll
thought
make,
of that.
I'll make you some.
All right. Well, that is a great number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is bring an appetizer. You know, if you, I don't know, if you're guilty like I am of usually filling up on all the appetizers and loading your plate, at least you have the option of having something healthy and then filling your stomach with healthier food so that maybe later on in the day you're not overindulging in, you know, less than healthy food.
Right.
Right? I don't want to say unhealthy, but, you know, like turkey could be healthy. But if you have seven servings of it, it's not healthy, right?
So like covered in gravy.
Right. Potatoes could be healthy, but mashed potatoes with gravy and butter
and salt.
Right. Not that healthy. So less than healthy because there can be healthy options. So anyway, eat a healthy appetizer, bring it. It'll help out your family too, right? Someone else doesn't have to cook something. You know, you could take that off their plate.
You're killing two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right. We're off to a good start.
Okay.
Number one was that. Number two. This kind of, we talked about this during our glycemic week or month, I guess, but eat your veggies first, right? So most of the time, you know, there are veggies involved in Thanksgiving dinner. You don't have to worry about that. You know, and if you didn't listen to our series, go back and listen to last month, but you would know that if you eat them first, it actually slows down your glycemic response. So you don't have that big blood sugar response.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it fills you up. So let me just tell you a story about that real quick. When we went to dinner at the farmer's daughter. That was right? Farmer's daughter. First of all, everything was amazing there, but I ate my vegetables first and I couldn't finish. I was so disappointed because I was like so full. I couldn't get to my chicken.
Yeah.
And I ended up bringing it home. But I honestly felt like, man, I mean, we had all kinds of stuff for appetizers, but that was the one time I really noticed, like, wow, I'm actually full right now, and all I've really put in is my vegetables.
Right.
So it was cool. But
yeah. I mean, they're filled with fiber, right? So that right there is going to fill you up. And they take up a lot of space in your stomach.
Yeah.
We met with the nutritionist, the doctor, and she showed us that chart of like what I could think it was like 500 calories or whatever. And it was like 500 calories of, you know, vegetables filled up in a stomach, like filled the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then 500 calories of a processed food was like a minuscule amount in the stomach.
Right.
So, it's a great tip number two, right?
Yep.
Eat your veggies first. And then go for your protein, right? Go for the turkey and then
protein
finish
and
with
fast.
Your carbs.
Yep.
And if you spread it out and you take your time and you actually like, you know, talk at the dinner table and enjoy company. And by the time you get to those potatoes, you're probably going to be you know, feeling the
pretty
the
full.
Fullness anyway. So then you can just eat enough to enjoy it. You don't have to eat a huge portion of it, and then you're good to go.
Yep.
Right. All right. So tip number three, take a walk after dinner.
Yes.
Right. I mean, this is,
you know, or in between appetizer and dinner,
or both. Right. You know, it's yeah. Of course, as we're recording this, the landscapers are coming by with blowing leaves. So we apologize if you could hear that in the background. It is a middle of a Saturday where there's nobody here, so you would think that we're safe with having some quiet. But anyway, go for a walk. I mean, this is something that you know, we discuss a lot, and actually I talked about one of my last blogs I sent out. Again, shameless plug, get on our email list. But taking a walk after dinner, after appetizers, in between, helps you digest, helps you, you know, get essentially everything moving in your body, right? Everything you just ate, it's just not sitting there in your stomach. You're digesting it, you're moving, you're burning some calories. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting outside and enjoying the outside. And it's a great way to get your family to get some exercise, because I'm sure, like,
someone's going to want to go with you, right, or a dog.
Right, and make it a thing. Right? Make it, have everyone come out and go for a walk, because if you're like probably most families, there's a lot of people in your family that is not, that are not, you know, healthy, and that are not, you know, exercising
regularly.
They're not
thinking about going for a walk,
They're not going for a walk. They're not doing it. So then, you know, this might be something that could spur them into, you know, maybe
doing
changing some habits.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a good idea.
But
set a good example.
Right, set a good example. But if anything, you know, you're helping yourself by going for a walk, right? You're helping the digestion. You're helping burn those calories. You're helping lower your blood sugar and help stabilize the blood sugar. So tip number three, go for a walk afterwards.
Go for a walk, yep. Right?
And bring the family.
Yeah.
Or the dog.
Someone.
Somebody. Or your imaginary friend. All right, number four. You want to take this one, Cal?
Yeah, well, this is also a shameless plug, because we, on the holidays, we have workouts here. So work out in the morning. We're going to tell you to come here and work out with us. But if not, do something.
Right.
Maybe get on the treadmill, do a little home workout.
Right.
But just do something, because that just sets your tone off right for the day.
Absolutely.
You know, getting moving. You're just going to feel better about yourself, and then moving in, and you're going to start thinking about what you're eating.
Absolutely. Now, like, turkey trots are a big thing. It's always been a big thing on Thanksgiving Day, and that's kind of the point of it, right, is to get out and exercise before you put on all that, you know, fat by eating all the crap.
Right.
You know, now we do our own version of the turkey trot here. Like you said, we have a big workout. And
so fun.
It's always fun. We've been doing it every year since we've opened. And, you know, it's just a good family atmosphere. Everyone brings their family if they're in town or, you know, it's open to anybody.
We have some college kids coming back.
College kids.
In.
Yeah. Like, anybody who's around can come in and work out. And, you know, we like to do a, like a metabolic conditioning strength type with some strength components to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have a huge group like that. We can't do, you know, heavy lifting, but we recommend doing some sort of resistance training. It doesn't have to be heavy lifting. You know, you could do body weight squats and push-ups, you know, but any type of resistance training will help get your body, your metabolism burning a little bit faster for the rest of the day, and it'll put yourself into a recovery mode where your body is going to be using the calories and using all the nutrients in the food a little bit more efficiently, because you maybe broke down some muscle and you need some more recovery. So instead of just going for a run, I think turkey trots are usually like, what, 5Ks or whatever. So instead of going out and just like jogging for 3 miles, do something with resistance, right? You know, even if you do that, that's great, but add some, you know, do some squats and push-ups to just to get that that
muscle
activation, exactly. And that's, you know, once you get your body into that recovery mode, like I said, you're going to be using those calories more efficiently than if you were just, you know, not recovering from like a strength type workout.
Yeah.
So
yeah, do something.
Mm-hmm. But either way, if you don't like strength training, go for go for a walk in the morning. Do something.
Right.
Get your body to the point where it's going to be looking for those calories in a more productive way.
Well put.
Well, thank you. Number five, which is our last one, and actually this will be number 10 total if you're reading the blog and then going to here. But number five on our list today, Kel. You
is
take
just
this?
Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
My tagline would be eat the dessert.
Eat the dessert.
Eat
right?
the dessert, yes.
I like it.
Because it is a holiday and you should enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And if you like cheesecake with red cherries on top, which I do, eat it.
Cheesecake with red cherries on top?
Yeah, I mean, cherries are red. I don't know why I said that, but yes. Cheesecake with cherries is my favorite.
Are there aren't any other different colored cherries?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, so I like cheesecake. That's my go-to.
Okay. Now, do you make it or do you?
I make it, yeah. For Thanksgiving.
That's it a healthy version or you just go all out?
No, it's completely. Yeah, it's all, you know, bricks of cream cheese and sour cream and stuff. And I can make a chocolate one, but my favorite's regular with the cherries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I eat it and I enjoy every bite of it.
And which you should. And you don't come out the other end, you know, 500 pounds heavier, right?
No. And I don't feel bad about it. I just eat it and I enjoy it and I just move on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I hate feeling full.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I think that's just like something that is so uncomfortable to me that I can catch myself when I get that far.
Yeah.
So.
And then you're just like, blah. Like, you know to not overeat. Right.
Yeah.
You know, to get to that. And that's a lesson that a lot of people need to learn. Right.
Yeah.
Cause I would help a lot of people. I mean, I do it myself sometimes.
I
overeat
it, sure.
And I feel like crap. And like, you know, I do it a lot of times with pizza. You know, I'll just keep going pizza. I keep going for slices. I feel like I'm not full. And then all of a sudden I feel like crap, you know, like, so that could be like a bonus tip on here is, you know, know when to stop.
Know when to stop. Absolutely. But again, I think next time I do that and I feel like that, the first thing I'm going to do is go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Cause what's going to get rid of that? Sitting on the couch isn't going to make it leave any faster.
Right. Right. Actually make it leave slower and you'll feel more tired and sluggish and worse.
Absolutely.
You know? Even though when you don't, you know, at first you don't feel like getting up and getting moving, but it's well worth it when you're done.
Absolutely.
Going back to this, enjoy the time, right? Enjoy the dessert, eat the dessert, like you say. It's a small portion or a small time out of the year, right? If you do everything right the rest of the year, if you do everything quote unquote right, there's no right or wrong, but if you do things the healthy way the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
And you know, listen to us on this list and, you know, enjoy that day, enjoy dessert, enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy your family, enjoy the holiday season, because it does go fast and, you know, it, there's more to life than just, you know, adding
having six-pack abs and all that. Right.
Right? And you could still, if you wanted to, you could still do that the rest of the year. Like a couple days of overindulging is not going to ruin that if you're, you know, consistent all year round.
Right. As long as you don't fall off and you say, oh, yesterday I ate all this, I feel like shit, and then you sit on the couch for 5 weeks.
Right.
You know,
turn Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving January 1st of eating like crap and not working out. And
I think that's where a lot of people like fall off.
Definitely.
I think they think, oh, I screwed up the weekend or I screwed up this, so I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, and I'll just start January 1st. Yeah, I'll just start over again in the new year. Right, and then
every
you spend
day
six
is a
weeks.
New day.
Yeah, and then you spend 6 weeks of, you know, ruining, you know, the progress that you went to.
Right,
you know, you got there. So,
stay on track.
Yeah, and look, you know you're gonna, or at least hopefully you know you're gonna enjoy these days. So like, enjoy Thanksgiving, and then the next day work out. You know, stay consistent until the next holiday, and then enjoy that holiday. Like, don't make it a thing where, you know, you have to stress and worry about it because you know these days are coming up. Mm-hmm. Just plan around them, right? Plan around them and don't, you know, don't ruin your time. Don't be that guy who shows up at Thanksgiving with, you know, containers of food and, you know, tracking your stuff because, you know, you got to stay on track. Don't do that.
That's annoying too.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about your exercise experience and how great your weight loss is going. You
Absolutely.
Should. In fact, you go around the table and say what you're thankful for.
We don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, if people out there do, make sure you put that. I always say here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, it's my job. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my job. I say that I'm thankful for my job because I love my job.
Right, right.
But it's kind of all-encompassing. But
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I'll try to get us. We're not going to do that. No, there's no way.
See what happens.
There's no
way. See what happens.
We're lucky if we're all sitting down at the same time before someone starts eating. You know, like we have never done that, but maybe in the next family.
All right.
Yeah, but these are all good tips, guys.
They
and,
are.
You know, make sure that, you know, most importantly, just enjoy the time. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy the time, friends, family, everything that comes up during this holiday season. Because, especially as we know, the past couple of years, shit's been crazy, right?
Yeah, and you know, this might be people's first normal Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I don't think last year was normal, was it?
I don't know.
I think people were still a little nervous.
I guess so.
I don't know if they were, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the first, we didn't really change anything, you know, through COVID as a family. We all got sick, of course, last Christmas.
Of course, yeah.
But we kind of kept everything the same.
Yeah, I don't remember now. I don't remember if last year was a quote-unquote normal or not. I can't. It's all a blur.
Yeah.
It's all blur.
I can't believe it's Thanksgiving this week. Like I can't believe how fast it has gone.
I know. Yeah, I can't believe it's coming. Like you said, it's this week. It's unbelievable. Like,
it was just Halloween.
I know. I was watching like TV, and there's like Christmas commercials on it. I'm like, God, Christmas already? But I'm like, wait, like next week's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so that makes sense. But like, damn, time flies, which is why you got to enjoy your shit.
Exactly.
Enjoy your time with people.
Right, but that's also why you shouldn't wait to start because you could have started 5 weeks ago.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Don't wait. Just freaking do it.
Mm-hmm. It is true. And, you know, if, you know, time, like we said, time does fly. So 6 weeks from now, it's going to be here in a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to be here before you know it. And then, you know, why not start now? Right? Why wait that 6 weeks?
Best time to start.
Right? Because in 6 weeks, you can make a lot of progress, even though in a blink of an eye, I'll be here. Mm-hmm. There could be a lot of progress made. And there could also be a lot of regress made.
Right.
So
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
So happy Thanksgiving.
We're thankful for our listeners.
We are very thankful for our listeners. We'd be thankful for some more listeners, too, if you guys could help us out with that and give us a 5-star review. Share the show with your friends and family, especially during Thanksgiving. You know, maybe put this on. The show's only going to be like 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. This could be a great little entertainment during your walk in between meals, you know.
Good point.
You know, or during your walk in the morning or whatever. So it'll be a nice short you know, conversation to have with them, and you don't have to be the ones telling them to, you know, make themselves healthier. You just listen to us because we're cool.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to listen to us? We're so fun.
Right. Well, yes.
And we give away free merch if you do listen and comment.
Naturally.
So
we got some stuff to give away?
We've got our podcast stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right. We haven't given that away in a while.
We haven't. We have beanies. We have hoodies.
Okay. All right. So, leave us a 5-star review.
Come on. Leave
Maybe we'll pick
comment.
Out a couple for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. We'll pick out. We'll send thankful gifts.
Mm-hmm. I know we have some regular listeners.
Mm-hmm.
James.
James, we know you're out there.
We know you're listening. So leave us a comment or a 5-star review. But yeah, until next time, Kelly, you got anything?
No,
closing?
Happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you guys. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks for listening and have a great Thanksgiving and be well.